bread or taco shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now on a Friday, Good Friday, just ahead of the Easter weekend. Hope you have a great Easter weekend and take mom out for brunch on Sunday. I think that would be appropriate. Always good to be joined by Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. Did I say that right? I think I did.
Yeah.
Rico, first of all, happy Easter, and hope you have a great weekend. You going to be around family?
I am. All weekend long. I'm actually going over. I'm leaving Mound House here in about an hour, and I'm going to go to my ranch in the Shenandoah Valley. And two of my boys are coming over, and my son-in-law and my daughter. And we're going to have a get-together out there at the ranch. And it's going to be fun.
Oh, that is great. Hey, I want to ask you, I've been dying to ask you about the Mueller report. I don't expect that you've read all 448 pages or even a synopsis of same. But tell me what your impression is. Watch the coverage, man. The pundits are going nuts.
I tell you. Well, you know, I listened to Jay Sekulow, and I think a lot of him. And what he had to say about the findings were pretty encouraging. You know, Trump really came out on top, and he's in a great position going forward. Now, they're not going to stop doing what they're doing, but they've lost the public. People are not supportive of this anymore. And those that were on the fence are going our direction, going Trump's way. So I think it's great.
We know that there's no collusion, even though the Russians tried. But all of these underlings, Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway and all these, nobody did anything wrong. On the issue, let's begin with collusion. Are you satisfied that the Mueller report puts that to bed?
I am.
Okay, let's go to the next one then. The next one is obstruction of justice. And on that, Mueller gives some bizarre explanation. I don't quite understand whether he's saying he did or he didn't do it.
I think he's trying to leave the door open for other people to screw the president over because there was no collusion, there was no obstruction. It's pretty clear. You know, you have to have a certain degree of intent, and the intent has to be to stand in the way of, to withhold information, to do something that, obstructs the officers of the law from doing what they're supposed to do. And he didn't do that, and no one working for him did. And, the discussions I'm hearing on CNN and MSNBC just really, really piss me off, because they're saying essentially that he has to prove he's innocent. That's not how our system of law works. That's how it was in the Soviet Union. And maybe in Rome or somewhere, many years ago. But our system of justice provides that you're innocent until someone proves that you are guilty. So he has nothing to prove. He's innocent, and that's that.
I'm curious what you think of the media coverage since yesterday morning. I mean, these people are fit to be tied. I mean, this is ugly right now.
They had a really, really bad week. I mean, a really tough week. The Barr report came out, his synopsis of the Mueller report came out. They were stunned to find out that President Trump was not colluding with the Russians. I think they genuinely believed that he did. And I want to say something that I think is really important. In the report, it says that there was no collusion with Russia, no American citizen. Now, I would take that to mean that would also include Hillary Clinton. But the obstruction with Hillary Clinton or her collusion was not with the Russians directly. It was with the Ukrainians. And I wonder if that isn't we're going to find out that was just a curious use of the language.
Let me just ask you. I'm curious if you think because when I heard the term no American, that implies everybody, all 320 some odd million of us.
Exactly.
Nobody cooperated with the Russians or enlisted their help in Russian collusion.
Correct.
So,
and I think that's...
Go ahead.
No, finish your question. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to ask you. But that implies to me that absolutely nobody, including the president of the United States, that's case closed on collusion, is it not?
That absolutely. It certainly is. The Democrats don't care about the truth. If your listeners still understand that, they need to. They don't care about the truth. They care about destroying the president and invalidating the 2016 election. And they're failing at it very, very badly. And they are in real hot water, because the big stuff is just about to happen. I think there's going to be some really, really damning things that are going to happen regarding Comey and Brennan and others and Clapper, other people involved in the witch hunt against Trump.
Well, and we've got the IG report that's getting ready to be released that will deal with some of that, the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page stuff. But I'm more concerned with the bigger fish, with Hillary, with folks at the RN or the DNC, the Peter Strzok Lisa Page stuff. Yeah, interesting. Is it a bloodless coup that they were attempting? The 25th Amendment, all the conversation of the 25th Amendment. This thing is getting more and more intrigue as we go. Where do you how much do you think Bill Barr and his investigating the investigators, or some of the other things that we're seeing, some of the other investigations, do you think we'll ever know? Do you think we will send some people to jail?
I think so. I really do. I don't see how you get around it. This was an attempt at a coup using the color of authority, the law and the federal government's police power in a way that's corrupt. And they're going to get to the bottom of it. And I think there's some Democrats and some of those Comey, for example, I think they're shaking in their boots, and they should be, because I think they're headed this real trouble coming down the pike for them. And I hope there is.
I want to ask you about the lasting legacy of Robert Mueller. I mean, Robert Mueller has been vilified by the president, threatening to shut down the investigation. You got all kinds of talk from the Democrats that goes both ways. We love him, we hate him, we love him. Same way they were with Comey. Now that
when he does something they don't like him anymore. When he does think when they think that he's on their side, then he's the greatest man in the world, the most honorable, decent official in the entire world is Robert Mueller, until he doesn't do what they want him to do.
Okay, so give me 10 years down the road, and the historians are starting to look at this whole deal. What will the lasting legacy of Robert Mueller be?
I don't think it's going to be particularly poignant one way or the other. I mean, I think he's going to be a footnote. This was a bogus deal from the beginning, and ultimately the final disposition of it from Mueller was favorable toward the president, and ultimately harmful to the Democrats. People that write the history books are the winners, and in this case, we're winning. So I don't think his picture is going to be very bad, very good.
Okay, I want to ask you about the future. Because I'm going to be all over this by probably the end of the weekend. This whole talk of the Robert Mueller investigation and the report and the redactions and all. It's going to be on my radar for maybe another couple of days. But then beginning Monday, I'm going to be looking ahead to what is this nation going to do? Where do we go from here? And what is your thought on maybe the road ahead now that we know there's no collusion? Most probably no obstruction of justice. What is the next step?
Well, I think we're going to have a really, really great 2020. I think President Trump is going to win. I'm Pollyannic, but I have to admit that I am. But I just think he's going to win in a landslide. I can't imagine. I hope that the Democrats continue to press this discussion of impeachment. I hope they just stay right on that page and pound it and pound it and pound it, because they're losing the public. The people don't want any more of this. I hear it every day in the coffee shops, everywhere I go. I hear people say, I'm just tired of it. I don't want to hear any more. I get carpenters working at my house recently, and I just happened to be there, listened to their discussion. They were talking about it, and the one fellow says, all I do is vote. I don't pay attention to the news. I hate it. I am sick to death of this Mueller thing. I'm just sick of it. I don't want any more of it. They should just leave the guy alone, let him do his job. And he's not a Republican. it's a really interesting dynamic, and I think that they've lost the people that they need to go their direction. And we're gonna win big in 2020.
I want to ask you about the president's strategy. The president has tweeted out some, not a lot. Should he essentially just accept the victory, or should he go out on tour? Should he take a victory lap? Go and do rallies around the country. What should the president be doing about all of this now that we know there's no collusion and most probably no obstruction of justice?
I think he ought to be out there beating the snot out of him every day over it, every single day. Do every rally he can do, bring it up at every possible opportunity, and name names and just beat the snot out of him. I think that's what he should do. They're not done yet. They're not giving up. They're going to continue to attack him. Well, you know what? The best defense is a good offense. I think he should be doing that.
More coming up. We're going to take a quick break. More with Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. It's the Big Blue Building. I got to come up and see the Big Blue Building. I haven't been up yet to see it. I got to do that.
Well, come on.
No, I will. I will.
Here.
More to come from Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. Rico Waller joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation. Joins us. Where are you right now? Are you you home?
Well,
or are you on the mountain somewhere?
Well, right now I am parked right in front of my big blue building.
Oh, I just love
and
it.
And I'm sitting in my truck, so nobody bothers me while I'm doing my interview. And I'm watching two very nice young men unloading a propane tank next door off a truck. I got to watch their crane operate. It's kind of fun. Never watched that before.
See, there you go. You learn something every day. I want to ask
day,
you
something new.
Because in Carson City they're wrapping up week 11 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. We still don't have a lot of production. There aren't a lot of bills that have been signed by the governor. The SB 143, the gun background check bill that all the sheriffs say they're not going to enforce, that was passed. There's all kinds of stuff like that. But we've got a lot of stuff that's still out there. And one of the issues is school choice. I know we haven't talked all that much about school choice, but I'm curious. School choice to me is the future of education. And it's why so many people around the country are applauding opportunity scholarships, ESAs, and yet it seems like the teachers' unions are hell-bent against them. Can you talk a little bit about school choice and why it matters so much?
Well, nobody cares as much about their children as parents do. Nobody does, and everybody wants their children to have a quality education. And we're seeing all over the country where voucher programs have been instituted. They're tremendously successful, and you have lines in inner cities. You'll see families that have children in horrible schools in lotteries to be able to put their kids in those institutions because they're good. They're competitive. You know, whenever. If you want to have excellence, you have to have competition. You can never excel outside the context of competition. And when those schools are they're competing for students, they're competing for teachers. That competition drives quality and excellence that we're not achieving with the public schools because the teachers' unions don't give a hairy hoot about the kids. They can say what they want. They don't. They care about their paycheck and they care about their power and privilege. And it's a shame. I can't speak to the Nevada teachers union the way I can California, but I can tell you there is no more evil organization in California than the California Teachers Association. They are absolutely an evil organization. They're socialists in the worst way, and they're totalitarians as well. And if you go on their website and look at what they sponsor, what they believe in and endorse, it's horrifying. And to think those are the people that are teaching our kids is just awful.
Tell me why what matters to the people doesn't seem to matter with the teachers' unions. And how do we, as voters, how do we rise up? I mean, how do we gain the power that these teachers' unions seem to have over these legislators?
Well, first of all, we have to win elections. It's as simple as that. But you also need to ask the candidates. You know, there are a lot of Republican candidates who aren't pro-voucher or pro, you know, opportunity scholarships. They're not all on our side. Ask everyone where they stand on that. Make them answer the question, and then make a decision who you're going to vote based upon what they have to say. That's a very, very important issue, and it is the future. You're completely right. In the end, you know, people are voting with their feet. They're moving. They're taking their families and going to states that have lower taxes and better schools. They're moving to where they have more opportunity for their kids to grow up in a world that's better than the one they did. And that's the beauty of having 50 separate states.
You have a ringside seat to this immigration, if you will, coming over across the mountains, so to speak, and coming over to Nevada from the People's Republic of California. I've only got a minute. Are you starting to see that you're getting more folks that are saying we're done with the People's Republic of California?
Oh, you bet. Lots of them are. And, you know, the unfortunately, it seems like the class of people, no offense to you, Kevin, but that are moving to Las Vegas are very different from the kind of people that are moving to Reno, Carson City, northern Nevada. The northern groups tend to be more conservative and vote accordingly. In the south, it tends to be the other way around. So I think that move is going to continue, and we're going to see more and more people leaving California and coming to the state of Nevada and to Texas and to Oklahoma and to Missouri and other places.
Wow. I hope they leave their liberal attitudes behind.
Oh, praise the Lord. I hope they do. My gosh.
Hey,
They ruined California, and then we'll come here and ruin Nevada.
I pray they don't. Hey, you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Easter. I hope you and the family have a wonderful cookout. We will talk again next Friday, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. Yeah, good guy, too. And smart. Smart as they come. Stick around. You know what we do in our next segment? It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell me what it is you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Hey, babe, let's go out tonight.
And 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's my favorite part of the show. It's where you call in. Can I get a little more juice in my headphones, if you don't mind? Or 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. I don't know. Okay, whatever. Hey, whatever. Let's go to your phone calls. In fact, let's begin with my buddy Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group, treasurer for the CCRP, the Clark County Republican Party, and he joins me. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Happy Easter to you and yours.
Happy Easter to you and yours as well. You must have been dancing in the streets yesterday after the release of the Mueller report. What did you think? I called it total vindication. You may have another description of it. What did you think?
Well, it was totally expected, number one. And number two, the playbook of the Democrats is consistent with the fact that they're going to go up to Attorney General Barr because of the fact that they know when he does his investigation, the dirt is going to be coming all over the place. So they want to discredit him as much as they can, or they're going to end up in the, you know, where.
Let me ask you this, though. The fact that it's universally accepted, I think, even by some Democrats, that there was no collusion by the Trump campaign or anybody in America colluding with the Russians, it doesn't exonerate the Russians because the Russians did try to impact our 2016 elections. Your thoughts on the collusion issue, is that a dead issue now for the Democrats?
You know what? I think they're going to still try to use it because they can. They use the word Russia like a cuss word, so that's what they're going to try to do to attack the president. The reality is this. They're dirty. If you want to talk about the collusion, it was the Podesta brothers. It was Hillary. But they're going to try to keep it on Trump. They're terrified that he'll get reelected. What they really should be terrified at is the fact that they may lose Congress back to the Republicans, and he may have a total House, Senate, and the White House on his side, which means he can start to really make things happen. Considering all the obstacles in the way of the president, you got to realize he's got a hell of a job considering the pressure. And I think listening to Adam Schiff is just a joke, and Pelosi too.
And Jerry Nadler, for that matter. Let me ask you, we were talking about
what a disgrace.
I know, about what the strategy should be going into 2020. And somebody, one of our listeners, came up with more legislation, less investigation. Is that something you could actually run on, make that a part of your platform, that if you elect us, we'll end all this, you know, investigation nonsense and we'll get back to doing the will of the American people?
You know, it sounds like a textbook plan, but the problem is, you know, at this point, I think it all depends on where this goes. I don't think it's a two-year investigation. We obviously know the dossier was junk. You know, you spied on a man for running for office, which really, really challenges our freedoms. I really think you just got to run on a platform of, you know, we're a free country. We're the United States of America. We are great. And Run on those values and run on the values of our forefathers versus socialism, Medicare for all. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know this, but the Medicare for all estimates are about $18,000 per person to be insured. You know, and it's a graded scale. So the more money you make, the more you'll pay. The less money you make, the less you'll pay. But it averages out about $18,000 to $20,000 a year minimum. That's what it'll cost you for health care.
Well, and you multiply that, and you multiply that by what? $340 million.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Wow.
It can't work. I mean, when you look at the platform right now, I mean, it's Donald Trump is winning, and he's frustrated. The fact that they tried to make the claim that he did not work with the Mueller investigation, they gave over 1.4 million pieces of paper or records for them to review. I mean, the truth be told, Kevin, is this has become, it has been a witch hunt. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's been wrong from the beginning. And you know what? Donald Trump has been exonerated, which I totally expected. The guy wouldn't have participated the way he did. I mean, sure, maybe he told McGahn to do certain things, but nothing happened. The best part is he may have wanted to fire Mueller, but it turns out that Mueller had nothing to begin with. So what was he firing him over? Nothing.
That's what's so frustrating for me, is that despite all of this, I mean, how many thousands of times did we hear cable news say, or member, you know, people like Adam Schiff say, I have evidence that the president did such and such, or did such and such, or did such and such. Let me just ask you, though. You know, this all comes down to, well, what does it mean? Well, it's an exoneration, but you're still going to have people, there is still a minority in the Democrat Party to impeach. So what happens with impeachment now?
To be honest with you, Kevin, they should run on it. They should run on that. If they do, they'll lose royally. Right now, you're looking at a situation that's absurd. You can't run on impeachment. You can't. You can't do it. If you do, that's what cost the Republicans years ago. If you do that today, you get destroyed. And you know, that's how Adam Schiff got his job. I don't know if you realize that. So he should realize that would not be wise. So at this point in time, you're looking at a blueprint of failure. And if they continue to go in that process, all you're going to see is you're going to see the rise. I mean, they're making it easy to reelect Donald Trump in 2020. I mean, he's not going to lose. Right now, and they say, oh, Biden will beat him, Sanders will beat him. I don't believe so. They said the same thing about our good friend Hillary Clinton. How'd she make out?
Yeah, that glass ceiling is still there. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
and I'll tell you what. And if you look at their candidates, they're all right. Everything they said yesterday after the Mueller report, after the Mueller report was revealed, was the same. Was textbook. It's all BS. I almost cursed. I apologize. But I mean, it's totally crazy to think about what's going on, where we're going, and the bottom line is, you know what? It's done. Let's go to work and let's do what's right for the country. There's a lot of people out there that want to go in the right direction, forward, not reverse. You know, under the Democrats' own chant, they consistently say that the average person is a $500 bill away from losing their coverage, et cetera, or, you know, losing, you know, being homeless. Well, why don't we work on getting that $500 up to $5,000? How about that?
I love that idea. I love that idea. Pat, it's always good to see you and get a chance to visit with you, even if it's on the radio. Thank you so much, man. We look forward to seeing you more. You have a very, very happy Easter, okay?
You do the same, my friend. God bless.
There you go. That's my buddy, Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. They are health insurance brokers. Now, look them up. I'm serious. The MultiCare Group. And they're really good. They have helped a lot of my friends out and saved them a ton of money. Now they have. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. We make it really easy for you. The wall-to-wall free-for-all is where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. You know, for the first 2.5 hours of the show, we talk about what I want to talk about. Well, in the final half hour, we talk about what you want to talk about. Obviously, Pat Casale wanted to talk about yesterday's Mueller report. What do you want to talk about? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I am running late for a break. So we'll take a quick break, then we'll come back, I promise. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is break time. It is live and local now.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm a tax man. 5% appear to fall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. I love the Beatles. And by the way, has everybody seen Beatles Love? It's a great show. You have not seen it? Oh, my God. You've been deprived. I got to call that husband of yours and enlighten him that you need a little Beatles love. Anyway, let's get back to your phone calls. You know what we do in this segment? We talk about anything and everything. In fact, we talk about what it is you really care about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Joe. Joe, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Hello, Joe. Going once, going twice. Joe is among the, as we like to say, the faithfully departed in the Catholic Church. The faithfully departed. Let's go to Paul in Las Vegas. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, good morning. Amidst everything that's going on, April the 19th is a very significant day, and it has nothing to do with the Mueller report. On April the 19th in 1775, a shot that was heard around the world was fired. It's when the British came for the colonists' weapons and munitions. The colonists found out about it. They engaged the British at Lexington and Concord and sent them back to where they came from. They killed 273 British, 90 Americans died, but they were coming for the Americans' weapons, and it was that that started the Revolutionary War, nothing else. So a word to the wise, for those that want to disarm the American population, it was that act that started the Revolutionary War, and I have no doubt that if you attempt to do it again, it's going to initiate something else that I think you will find very unpleasant. So anyway, Kevin, you have a nice day.
Have a happy Easter, Paul. Thank you, man. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through and be getting that stupid busy signal. I always hate it. Whenever I call a talk show, I hate it, especially when it's a fast, busy signal. I really do. I absolutely despise that. By the way, we have now gone, what have we gone? 2 hours and 50 minutes. And we have not had one call on 420. Nah, maybe it's the wrong audience, but 420 that's the weed thing. It's the, it's a rallying cry, 420. No. Frank, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Collusion, collusion, collusion. Obstruction, obstruction, obstruction. Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, no, not Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Kevin, thank you for playing that clip on that activist from the Clinton News Network that has his 360 show. That silver-spooned activist against our Constitution. I didn't know he could be slimier than a slime eel. You know, thank you for that.
There you go. Always happy to do that. What we got, Joe? We got Joe on the line?
Hello, Kevin.
Joe, is this Joe?
No, Kevin, this is Ghost Stoney. You called me Joe earlier, and I got whacked out. But anyway, my name is Ghost Stoney. But what I wanted to tell you is you and I created radio history today.
How so?
Hello?
How so?
You know how? Let me tell you how. Earlier, you had a guy named Ron call you. All right? Then you had a guy named Lewis call you. And now you got a guy named Ghost Tony calling you. Well, guess what my name is?
I give up.
Ronald Lewis Costoni. You and I just made radio history. You took my calls 3 times.
Oh, God love you. God love you. That's radio history, ladies and gentlemen. We always try and, you know, we reach for the stars each and every day. And a lot of times we don't achieve greatness, but today we did. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Ghost Tony. Thank you, whatever. That's a weird one. Is it full moon? Or it's the day ahead of 420. That's what I think it is. I want you to hear. And only because this guy went nuts. This was Sean Maloney. And this shows you how people on the left are just getting a little testy. Sean Maloney is a congressman from New York. He was on last night with Martha McCallum. And the conversation was about the Mueller report. I want you to listen. This is cut 3. And I want you to listen how Sean Maloney goes absolutely nuts.
When there's not an underlying crime with regard to collusion, it's difficult to say that someone is obstructing something. So you just laid out your thinking on why you think the president was being obstructive. But if there's no underlying crime, that is one of the reasons that Robert Mueller was unable to make a finding there. I'm sorry for getting heated,
right,
but please go ahead.
Right. Well, I'm you can call your guests as many names as you want. I guess the point I was trying to make, ma'am, is that Carter Page is not the main story here. So I'd encourage you to try to stay focused on what matters. And what matters
really?
Is that the president of the United States sought and was eager to accept help from a foreign adversary. A dictator named Vladimir Putin attacked the United States. We've not adequately responded. Real issues were at stake, like control of eastern Ukraine, for goodness sake, the health of the transatlantic alliance. All these things are on the table.
Yeah.
And what we should care about is that the president and his aides lied about it and sought to obstruct it. And what the report tells us is that they've done things that are wrong. And I will concede, as Robert Mueller has found, that it's not prosecutable. But I don't think it's right.
All right.
And I think we can stay focused on that.
I'm glad that you don't think that that issue with Carter Page mattered. It ruined the guy's life for 2 years. He was a subject of 4 FISA investigations. So at some point, everybody was told that this guy was a Russian spy. And as I said going into that conversation, this is just one example, one slice of what we've been dealing with here for 2 years. But it is significant for those reasons.
Okay, now we've been talking a lot about the investigation of the investigators, because that's going to be the next step. We've had the Mueller report. We know what it is. We know what it isn't. He'll go up on Capitol Hill and testify in early May. But that essentially, that'll be the deal. But I want you to listen to Jeffrey Toobin, because he was on with Wolf Blitzer last night. Cut eight. And this is Wolf Blitzer and Jeffrey Toobin talking about investigating the investigators.
The president's supporters up on Capitol Hill, Devin Nunes, the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, and others, they're saying there was illegality in this initial, what they call, witch hunt to begin with, and they want to go after what they describe as the deep state over at the FBI or the Justice Department.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, the official Fox News fantasy behind the entire investigation. And, you know, unspoken is that there already has been an extensive Inspector General investigation on this subject. That's what led to the departure of the deputy FBI director. I mean, this has been investigated already, and by the appropriate body within the Justice Department. But Attorney General Barr said in a kind of vague way during his last testimony that he's going to investigate it in some way. And if, as you know, we seem to be always say, the president is interested in satisfying his base, and the attorney general over the past several weeks has made very clear he is very much the president's man when it comes to this, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of investigation of the Steele dossier and all these, you know, in the fever swamps of what went on at the beginning of this investigation.
And what the attorney general himself called spying.
Yeah, it's called spying. I just love that. I can't believe we have come to the end of our show today already. Gosh, unbelievable. How did we accomplish this? I hope you have a great Easter. Just so you know, and I save this for the very end. Americans love Easter. The National Retail Foundation says 79% of U.S. adults plan on celebrating Easter. And to do that, they'll be opening their pocketbooks. It is an $18 billion holiday. An $18 billion holiday. Hope you have a great Easter. We'll talk with you again Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your Easter weekend, live and local, now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.